The summertime used to bring TV doldrums, a time for reruns and game shows. But now it's brimming with new programs, and that means it's not giving NPR's TV critic Eric Deggans any summer break at all.
None at all.
Not at all, but it's giving you a lot to talk about. Why don't you start off with HBO's returning to its drama, Big Little Lies, this coming Sunday.
Yeah, so this initially was supposed to be a limited series, something that kind of appeared last year, and then it wouldn't happen again, particularly because they had so many stars in it, including Reese Witherspoon and Nicole Kidman. But it did so well that they decided to try and bring it back again for another season, and Meryl Streep joins the cast. Now, if you haven't watched all of the show, I'm going to talk about the details of the plot, so it's a spoiler alert. But basically, last season, we had these five women kind of come together. One of them was being regularly beaten by her husband, and they get into a confrontation at a party, and another one of them pushes him down a flight of stairs, and he dies. So Meryl Streep plays the mother of that husband, and we have a clip where Meryl Streep's character threatens to go to the police while she's talking to Nicole Kidman's character. Let's check it out.
I'll go to the police.
What?
To get some answers. You left some things out, didn't you? The fact that he fathered another child, you left that out. That you planned to move, that you rented an apartment, you left that out. And that you learned of his infidelity just 10 seconds before he went falling down a flight of stairs to his death. Oh, you left that out.
Yeah. So any mother who could produce a son like the husband who was beating on Nicole Kidman, you got to wonder about that mother, right? So the most interesting part of this story is the journey of Nicole Kidman's character. She's having grief and loss, but also feeling abused and trying to recover from that. It's a very interesting story to play out.
Speaking, though, of returning to dramas, Hulu came out with the third season of The Handmaid's Tale this week. It has been a critical darling, but it's now expanded past the original Margaret Atwood scope. How does the show feel now as it's into its third season?
Well, the challenge with The Handmaid's Tale, you know, this is a show that's set in a theocracy where women are forced to serve as breeders for the ruling class. The second season was expanding that world a little more and letting us see beyond the boundaries of the house where the main character, Elizabeth Moss's character, was imprisoned. Now in the third season, they're expanding it more. We have a clip of a scene where she's arguing with the wife of the commander who was her original owner. Elizabeth Moss's character, Offred, used an underground network to sneak her away to Canada. We have this clip. Let's check it out.
You wanted a better life for her, and that is what a mother does for her child.
You gave her to a murderer. You killed my baby. You killed my baby. How could you take her away from me?
Because I have another daughter. You chased us in the woods and you hunted us down with dogs. And when you pulled her away, she screamed. My baby screamed for her mother. And I hope this feels like that.
So, yeah, a powerful scene. And, you know, so in a society where the handmaids, the women who are forced to bear children, are sort of on the bottom rung and they have no compunction about hurting or terrorizing or torturing these people, it's strange that these totalitarian rulers would allow her to operate the way she does in this world. And that's the thing that distracts me the most when I'm watching this third season.
So Netflix and Letterman have a show out. My next guest needs no introduction. He's managed to get vulnerable admissions from those he's had on the show, including Kanye West, who we're going to hear right now, talking about his experiences with mental illness.
Everyone now is an actor. Everything is a conspiracy. You feel the government is putting chips in your head. You feel you're being recorded. You feel all of these things.
And these are vividly realistic to you.
Yes. And they have this moment where they put you, they handcuff you, they drug you, they put you on the bed, and they separate you from everyone you know.
What do you make of that, Eric, of the discussion?
Yeah, that's an affecting clip. Basically, the first season, David Letterman was interviewing people that he seemed to be comfortable with. He had Barack Obama on. He had Howard Stern on. And those conversations were interesting, but they weren't particularly revelatory. Now he's having conversations with people he may not know that well, but he's very interested in them, and he gets them to reveal things that they haven't necessarily talked about in other spaces. So people may joke about Kanye West acting crazy. But in this interview, Kanye West talks about being mentally ill, talks about taking a medication for it, talks about wondering about whether or not his creativity will be stifled by it. And Ellen DeGeneres also has an interview where she talks about being molested by her stepfather, which she's disclosed in the past, but she talks about it in a bit more detail and talks about why it's important for her to come forward to get people to believe women when they come forward and talk about being victims of abuse. So this is Letterman taking something that seemed like a one-off, something that he was kind of doing to while away his retirement, and turning it into serious television. And that's why I think this season of his show is so special.
Well, summertime TV isn't what it used to be.
It certainly isn't. And I assure you, there's fun shows coming, but these are the shows that are debuting right at the beginning of the TV season. And they're a little serious, but they're also really interesting.
NPR TV critic Eric Dickens. Thanks a lot, Eric.
Always a pleasure.